Hi there, club members, and welcome to this Lunch and Learn. You would have seen from the email notification I sent out earlier today that these live sessions are now being called Lunch and Learns. We've been doing some research on the members themselves, and many of them are doing these presentations as part of a team development process. They either do it every Friday, every week, every fortnight, or every month as a lunch and learn. So they pay their staff members during that lunch break. While everyone's eating, you're participating in this presentation. And then the second half of their hour for lunch is spent sharing ideas on how they can implement new insights and strategies, both small and big, into their workplaces and their practices and their general way of operating every day. We think it's a fantastic idea. And so in order to encourage other members and would-be members to jump on board with this idea, we thought changing it from a live session to lunch and learn was a great idea. The other thing as well is the live element of the sessions, because it's Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, it's not always the most ideal time. That time of day was really selected when practices were moving through lockdown and during this COVID situation. And so overwhelmingly most of the members were waiting for the presentation recording and participating in that rather than participating in the live session. So no need for the live session. I'm available. Charles is available to you whenever you need us. So always call us, email us on all of the contact details that you have for us. And that's all can be found on the website, Julie Parker, practicesuccess.com or .com.au. Either way, both of those addresses come to the same place. So you can always interact with us from that perspective as well. The other change that's happening, you would have seen as a bit of a new logo. So that's a minor change, but just to update it with the colors of Julie Parker Practice Success as well. And there is no more Trello board. Again, we were finding everyone was interacting with us via email and telephone calls rather than on the Trello board itself. And it does add a complexity to the membership to try to explain to new members coming in. And so it really wasn't providing the value for members. And so we thought we'd ditch the Trello board and just have everything housed within the one area without that complexity. Another change to get to that end as well was to get rid of the Club Hub page and just have the Club page and have differing amounts of information available to those that aren't members yet and they're searching about what it's all about, but also for those members who are looking for the library of information, that there's an ability just to log on and you get exposure to a whole bunch of new information. Let me just quickly show you the new look Club page, which is for non-members and members alike. Let's go over to it right now, have a look at the screen. So we're in the JPPS site, we've clicked on the club, the second option down in the menu, and this is what you'll see. First of all, there's an invitation to be on the subscription list of our blog. I'll just cross that out there. And this is our new look logo, hope you like it. And a little promo here, weekly strategies and insights to achieve greater dental practice success, only $49 per month, join now. Then on the right hand side is your area to log in. So you still use your same login criteria as before. What non-members see is just a very brief intro about what we are. Then we go very quickly into the library of previous topics. And this is where number 52 was last week. This week is number 53. That will be populated here once we've completed with this presentation. A little bit of an intro of what each of these sessions are and what it's about. It's a little bit of an easier navigation for you rather than just clicking through the old scrolling technique. So you can scroll through very easily and find what you're looking for, what's relevant for your practice right now. Most of them are become a member to access the presentation. Some things like My Smile Sim, when we're promoting the services of another business, I've made them free access so anyone can have a chance to have a look at that presentation and tap into that resource very easily. You'll also see that there's now a video file in Downloads, which you've always had, but there's now an audio file too. So I save it in both ways, and that's because the world is getting more and more on board with podcasts. And as you're out there exercising, driving to and fro from work, that the ability to listen to podcasts and listen to things on a, from an audio basis is highly valuable. It might be also, if you're the practice owner, a good way of assessing the content of a presentation before jumping into your team lunch and learn and saying, yeah, these are the topics that we really find relevant to our practice right now. So it's a nice way of getting a little sneak peek of it. As you know, the original sessions were about an hour in duration. I've shortened that down to be half an hour. So they're very easy to do the lunch and learns and very easy to splice into your working day. I'm recognizing that it's very difficult to find the time to get these sort of team development sessions underway. And so you can, hopefully you'll be able to see a lot, all the Charles Covey sessions are free access because I want everyone to see how brilliant he is and the enormous value he brings to the club as well. But otherwise, everything else is by membership only. Now, once you log yourself in, so I'll log myself in now. You'll then scroll down and see that you then have access to all of the video files and downloads and audio files of every single presentation. As always, you will be sent an email on every Wednesday with a reminder and what the topic is that we're discussing at that week's live session that gets pushed out on a Wednesday. As usual, you will get the email every morning reminding you that there is a lunch and learn happening that day. And then after that happens, you will get another email with the link that takes you straight through to the recording, the downloads, and the audio file. So let's have a look at what's on today. Without going to our Trello board, of course, we're going to go straight to our little PowerPoint presentation. And if you had seen the email this morning, you know that we're all talking about the conducting of effective role play in your team development for amazing results. I say role play and many team members cringe and say, I can't think of anything worse than performing in front of my colleagues. How terrible. However, role play plays such a crucial role in team training. I really do encourage you to use our guide here and our steps to make sure that it is an easy thing for your team members to embrace within your team development training sessions, because they and your practice are going to just reap the benefit from it. So let's have a little look at why we say that role playing is such a crucial step in your team development. First of all, you may have come across the VAC learning styles that we all have. We learn through visual, so through seeing and reading. We also learn auditory through listening and speaking, and also kinesthetic by touching and doing. Out of these three learning styles, different people have strengths in different areas. However, one is stronger than all of them. Kinesthetic. It's through the touching and doing that many of us find we learn the best. If you ever take the time to sit down and ask your team members, how do you learn the best? Overwhelmingly, the most common response will be, teach me how to do it and then let me do it for myself. It's through the doing that they truly learn how to adopt a new skill. So be aware of this, that we do need to show people what to do in terms of having it all written down in our practice manuals. This is what we do. This is how we do it here. So people can read it. However, how often have you heard people say it's written down, they've read it, and they still don't do it properly? What the hell? So quite often reading something isn't enough to get a change in behavior or someone to adopt or even understand a new system. We can tell somebody about what to do. We can have them watch us do this thing, but there's going to be nothing like actually saying, now watch me do it, now you do it, now practice it. That's going to be a much more powerful way of training your team members. Also, why role play? Because of the practice that it delivers to us. Practice is how we develop skills. This is a fantastic graphic here of if I gave you a crossbow or a bow and arrow and put a target in front of you and you'd never done it before, you would not hit the target the first time, the second time, the third time. But by the 50th time, let me tell you, you're hitting that target and you're getting pretty damn accurate. And you also wouldn't give up after the first three goes if you weren't very good at it. You actually understand just through life experience that there are some skills that if we just stick at it, we're going to become better at it. We did that with walking. We did that with writing in primary school. And you have to practice your A's over and over again. With mathematics, we practice and practice and practice our times tables. There are so many skills that we learn, driving as well, that after the repetition, the practice, the practice, the practice, that's what makes us better. So role play allows us an opportunity to have the practice and practice without having the intensity of having the patient with us in that moment. So the practice is key. And the other reason why role play is fantastic, it gives us a chance to go trial and error so we can identify any barriers to us actually rolling out this new system, this new way of doing something in the first place. And so what we can offer, what's a common thing that I find is that let's change the way we welcome patients into the practice itself and new patients and how we'd hand over that new patient form. This is the way I want to do it. Let's stand up, a big broad smile, welcome that new patient. We got to try to figure out what their name is. Let's say it's Sally. Welcome, you must be Sally. I'm Julie. I've been expecting you. Here's this new patient form for you to fill out. Take a seat and be comfortable. Can I get you a tea or coffee while you're doing that? And that's what I want you to say, okay, new receptionist or existing receptionist, that's what I want you to say. And the new receptionist goes, okay, I'll do it. Next time there's a new patient coming in, I'll do it. Now, what happens in the heat of the moment when we are next called upon to roll out that new way of doing something? We're like a deer in the headlights. The new patients come in, Sally, oh my God, what was her name again? Oh, I forgot to look at the day sheet to see what her name was. Hi there, Sally, how are you? I'm Julie. I think you're a new patient, aren't you? Let me just get you to take a seat because I've got to find my new patient form. I can't quite remember where they're stored. So when we get the opportunity to roll out that new process, that new way of doing something, we can then identify, oh, so I need to be able to have that day sheet really accessible to me. If it's on the computer screen, it means I have quite possibly have to shift windows, change my windows around to see what name. It'd be great if I had the day sheet right in front of me. And maybe if I highlight the new patient names, then my eyes will go more readily to it when I hear that front door opening. The new patient form, I need to have it in easy reach so I can take it around to that patient and sit down beside them, make sure that they're quite comfortable filling out that form on them for themselves. So the trial and error, trying it out without the intensity of having that patient in front of them, will allow people to identify the barriers, the natural barriers that do crop up when they're about to roll out that new process, that new way of doing something. So what we want is to create an environment. This is what role play does. It gives us everything that we need. So then in normal operations of the practice, when we are next called upon to do that new thing, there are no barriers in play. We go and do it straight away. Let's get further into why the role plays are so terribly effective. It involves the team members as well. So what a role play is, it is us not just rolling out what one person has determined is the best way of doing something. We're going to role play it out, see how it fits, see if there's a way of improving it, see if we need to modify that role, that new way of doing something. And it involves the whole team. So everyone is putting ideas forward. Everyone's getting a chance to observe this new way of doing something. And they are contributing to the solution, to the final product. And so the team involvement is a crucial step because you want a role play session to have everyone coming in as equals, everyone's input being valued, and everyone having a chance to deliver that value as well. Now, Benjamin Franklin, He knew how to teach people and he knew how he liked to learn. Tell me and I forget. Some of you may relate to this. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I learn. Crucial, isn't it? Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I may remember. Involve me and I learn. Another thing that the role playing does is it builds up our self-confidence as team members to start doing role plays really effectively, but also start rolling out these new ways of doing things with a lot of self-confidence. We've got the confidence because we've done it before. We are establishing within our brains experience of having done it before. When we are called upon to do these new things in the heat of the moment without the role playing, we are a deer in the headlights because we don't have the experience of ever having done it before. The role play allows us to develop that experience within ourselves. And so we do approach it with much more confidence. And as you adopt role playing as part of your team development process in your practices, your team members will come to these sessions more and more confidently and feeling more and more safe around them. Always expect that your role playing sessions at the start won't go 100% smoothly or 100% according to the mind plan or the goal in your brain, because people need to have the time, the experience of having done role plays in order to feel comfortable and safe within doing them. So they just get better and better and more powerful as time goes on. So what self-confidence does for a team member, it takes people from I can't to I can. That shift is enormously powerful. That shift is enthusiasm, is passion, is innovation and creative thought process. That shift takes people from reticence and being reserved about this new system or the role play to I will absolutely have everything I need to be able to role play effectively. And also when we come up with solutions of new ways of behaving and doing things with patients, new scripts to say, I know I can do it. I've got the self-confidence because we've done it all before. So you think about the level of self-confidence that you are fostering within the team members of your practice and as you know, the dental practice owners as well. What level of confidence does everyone have? One of the wonderful benefits of the constant and never-ending improvement, the can I, constant never-ending improvement part of your culture, if you really do foster that, is that it does build confident people because we no longer have to be perfect in order to be effective and feel confidence. We don't have to be perfect because we're all on this constant never-ending improvement journey, which indicates there's going to be areas of improvement. And it indicates that, of course, we're going to be making mistakes along the way. And that's all okay because that's part of our culture. So when we do foster a space which really does boost up people's self-confidence and you are employing as you need new people that have a level of self-confidence, what you end up having, you have a dynamic team of people who aren't afraid to take risks and role-playing is absolutely taking an emotional risk for people. They are more assertive. They are not afraid to make mistakes. And that's part of that culture that JPPS do encourage dental practices to adopt as part of their team culture is a mistakes policy, that mistakes are a sign of having tried, that we are all constantly getting better and better and we embrace all the elements that it requires to get better and better. One of them is we're going to make mistakes and that's okay. Self-confident people are also generally more positive. And so when you suggest let's do a role play, they're like, okay, that might work, rather than let's do a role play. Oh, I'm not quite sure. None of these things ever work. We never actually end up doing any of the things we talk about. So they're generally more positive. In order to have effective role plays, we need to create the right environment and discuss the right environment with your whole team. If you take them on this journey of establishing the right way of doing it in your practice for your unique team, they're going to feel like they have a sense of control, that they're not going to be asked to do something that they're wildly uncomfortable about. So the right environment is First of all, set aside enough time. Just picture the whole team. They're switched on. They're enthusiastic. They are developing experiences of rolling out this new way of doing something. But then all of a sudden, just when the energy is nice and high and creative, bang, we've got to stop for our next patient, and it cuts it off at the knees. Do make sure you set aside enough time. The amount of time that's required depends on the role playing. Some role plays are best done over 3 hours. If we're talking about how to engage a patient in discussion through the examination and dental treatment plan presentation, that's going to take 3 hours. It's a lot of elements to that. If it is just answering the phone and managing an inquiry from a patient, that's going to take a shorter length of time. So do set aside enough time. And if while you're in the groove, just say you've said, let's go with the dental examination process for a new patient. So you jump in the surgery and you say, this is the goal, this is the agenda we're working to. And as you're role playing it out, you actually start getting caught up with how we bring a patient from the waiting room into the surgery and introduce them as a new patient to the dentist. Maybe we are all seeing actually how powerful that interaction is for the patient, for the new patient. And so we start getting caught up there. And if as the meeting organizer or the director of that meeting, if you start thinking, oh my God, we're running out of time. Let's rush through this bit because we want to get to the other bit, to the next bit of it. Don't do it. If you are caught in one particular area, stay there. Stay there until you've got solutions and a beautiful way of, as Charles would say, I love how he uses the word elegant, an elegant way of taking a new patient from the waiting room into the surgery and introducing them to the dentist. That is a crucial, crucial step that can really build likability, authority, and trust in for that new patient in your services and the dentist themselves as well. So then say, look, let's stick with this because this is on fire at the moment and we can delay the next of it to our next role play team development session. Make sure everyone brings a pad and pen or have a scribe there. You don't want to miss the golden ideas and the golden way of doing things and that golden phrase you just said then that sounded so great. So make sure you do have somebody making careful notes of all the gold that comes out of these sessions. Create a safe, and I mean an emotionally safe environment. Make sure it's upbeat, relaxed, and fun. This doesn't need to be too serious. Have a giggle all the way through. Stuff your lines up and go, oh my God, that's okay, stop that up again. Okay, give me another go. Or have, you know, funny little quips going on. We still learn the gold even though we're having fun with it. But because we're having fun with it, we're more receptive to learning the gold. So do make sure it's upbeat, relaxed, and fun. Remember, you want these sessions to be something that people look forward to coming along to and enthusiastically participate in. In order to do that, you need to make sure it's an enjoyable experience for them with high value. It can be a great team building process too. Direct rather than control. So keep everything on track, but don't over control the whole process. No, don't say it that way. Now, remember last time we said, don't say it that way. Don't over control it. So just direct. Okay, what would you say then, do you think? That's okay. Does anybody else have any ideas on what can be said next? So certainly don't take, you know, all the answers are the dentist or the owner or the practice manager. Seek answers from everybody. Have everyone contribute. This is an equal playing field when it comes to ideas. We all know what it feels like to be a customer, a patient, a patron anywhere. We know what good service is. We know what good rapport is. We know what sounds good and what sounds bad. Everyone does. And so let's all participate equally. Encourage interruptions and ideas. Don't say, let's just get this role play done, write down your questions or your ideas, and then we'll get it at the end. No, this is a lively, dynamic, innovative, creative space. If you've got a great idea, throw it in. Come on, let's get all these wonderful ideas happening. That does sound better if I say it that way. Let me try that one out right now. So encourage interruptions and ideas. It feels like the interruptions makes this a longer process. That is the process. That's how wonderful the process can be. The more interruptions are, the more engaged and involved your team members are in it. And you might have one or two that interrupt more, so that's okay. They are creating the environment. It's giving permission to everyone to then put their hand up and say something encouraging, supportive, new, a fresh idea. Recognize the value in swapping up the roles as well. You may think this is a role play for the dentist to deliver a great way of speaking through the dental examination with the patient. So the dentist is the one that should be doing that role play and playing the role of dentist. Not so. Let me tell you, the amount of times I've been sitting back as an observer and I'm identifying this range of wonderful things that could be implemented in improving that process because I haven't been directly involved because I'm an observer. So have that dentist sit back and observe other team members do it. So then they can start to see, oh, I see, that does look awkward when the patient is sitting and having to turn their head like that. Oh, that does seem awkward when you actually ask the question in that way. So swap the roles up. Everyone has a role in participating in whatever role there is and observing. There's gold in the observation as well. And don't be so controlling or agenda-driven that you lose sight of what makes these sessions successful. Keep in mind, we want people to be enthusiastic about coming back next time. So if you're making it a little bit too harsh, if you are making it a bit too uncomfortable, they won't. The goal here is not just to get through that day. The goal here is to have role plays be a wonderful thing that's spliced into the way you develop your team members moving forward. So what about different scenarios we should be role playing out? Let's have a look at a few ideas that I've come up with. Number one, welcoming a patient into the practice. If you're having trouble in really seeing the difference or the different way of doing things, make it just a very standard, nearly not great welcome into the practice. And then do the same thing and do it to your best abilities with the most enthusiasm. The person play acting the patient will say to you, that feels different. And as I mentioned in our last, not live session now, but lunch and learn, just when a patient walks into the waiting room area from outside or from the surgery, instant eye contact makes a big impact. You'll never know the impact unless you role play it out and you act the role of the patient. And answering the telephone and managing a standard query, a toothache query, a new patient query. Offering a beverage and ensuring patient is happy in the waiting room. These seem really simple. However, role-playing these ways, these scenarios out and finessing an elegant process that you do to deliver top customer service, not standard, but top customer service, top patient rapport building skills, really friendly. That makes an enormous difference to the patient experience, and your practice grows through its positive patient experiences that you design and deliver. Can't say that more strongly. Design and deliver a consistent, positive, wonderful, dynamic patient experience, and your practice will grow without any external marketing, I promise you. People will be out there talking about you. How about role playing informing a patient that you are running late? I've thought of another one. Role play discussions around a treatment plan. Is the way I describe it confusing or not? So informing a patient that you are running late, this was a great role play that I did with a client a little while ago. This particular practice, they tended to run late quite by a bit, 40 minutes or so. So telling a patient that you're running 5 or 10 minutes late is one thing. However, telling them that you're running 40 minutes late is a whole different kettle of fish. And so role play these things out. How can we possibly do it here to mitigate any risk of upsetting that patient? More ideas, managing difficult patients. Pick up a scenario. If you just had a scenario that where you dealt with a difficult patient, then note it down for the next team development session. Let's role play out that particular scenario. It may not happen exactly in the future, but what is it doing? Giving us experience in managing difficult patients. It's giving us confidence, therefore, in managing difficult patients. So the next time we're called upon to do it, we're going in with more confidence. Discussing treatment plans with patients, the patient examination, managing persistent FTA or late cancellation patients, the new patient experience. I mean, gosh, it's a you get one chance to make a first impression, let's make sure that we're giving a fantastic experience to our new patients. Conducting a difficult discussion with a team member. This is a big one. This happens all the time in every workplace, every team, no matter how harmonious they are. There are going to be times that a manager needs to have a difficult discussion with a team member. So if you're not confident doing it, it's because you haven't had any experience in doing it. So let's role play it out. Maybe not with that team member, maybe with a select group of people. Role play it out, get used to the space, get used to saying certain phrases that will really help you clarify your expectations with that team member. Calming a patient during extraction, this is a big one as well. What can the dental nurse do in that space to help reassure the patient but not go over the top with, oh, it's okay, no, it's all going well, come on. So how can we appropriately calm a patient during extraction, just be a support for them? Taking a patient through to the surgery. Now, you wouldn't think that's an important one, but I tell you, it is. Quite often, patients enter into a surgery, they don't know where to put their handbag, so it goes onto the dentist chair. Oddly, some people don't even go and try to sit in the dental chair. They kind of stand and hover, even sit in the dental nurse's chair instead. And there, especially if it's a new patient and you want to do a bit of an introduction, or it's a new nurse and we want an introduction there as well, we want to make sure that it's a straight line, straight through, it's a clear path straight through to the dental chair as well. Make sure that we're clearing the decks before we bring somebody through. So role play out taking a patient through to the surgery in an elegant way. Now, one of the things that is a download attached to this session is the role-playing guide. I've touched on elements of the role-playing guide within these slides, and within that guide, there is the code of conduct. So the minute we've got such a sensitive space that has the potential to be very uncomfortable for people, let's establish a code of conduct. And this is the code of conduct that we encourage you to use with your teams. So when you are prepping to do the role play, make sure they're all very aware of the code of conduct. So one, they can relax a little bit into it and go, I'm protected here in this space and I'm encouraged and supported in this space. But also, this is how you behave in this space. Just in case there's any questions, this is how we expect everyone to behave in this space. First of all, be respectful of each other at all times. Be encouraging and enthusiastic of people's performances. So no matter how good, no matter how bad, no matter how finesse that performance was, just that was fantastic. Well done. That's great. You were awesome. It's always tricky, isn't it? No, you were really good. So be supportive. Be people's cheerleader. Allow each other time to speak uninterrupted. Unlike me, that I've got to really control myself before I let people speak without interrupting. No, I'm much better now than what I used to be. Validate each other's input and ideas. That's a great idea. We'll give that a bell. Even if it may not sound like a great idea, role play it out and let that person see for themselves that it may not work, or be surprised yourself. Man, that did work. Stick to the topic chosen for the role play. You can modify or edit down the number of things you were going to role play in a session, but once you've decided to do that role play, try not to jump to a whole different one. Everyone's kind of hopefully done a bit of prep in their brain around the particular topic you're doing that day. Be supportive of staff members who are struggling by helping them feel less anxious. It's okay. If you want to sit out this one, that's fine. Let's get another few people doing it. We'll have a bit of fun with it and then see if you're comfortable stepping up to it. Remember, they don't have to step up that time if they're really uncomfortable. They won't want to come to the next one. But over a series of role plays, they'll start developing a bit of safety and confidence about doing them. Don't make anyone feel silly, offended, or unduly pressured. They will hate doing them and it will become a negative and a demotivating session. So that's the process that we encourage you to use with role plays, and really do embrace role plays as a key part of your team development. This is the guide that is going to be attached, so you can download that, print it off, give everyone a copy, and it goes through a few of the things that I've just mentioned, but a few other things in more detail as well. Just a very short, simple guide, but a crucial guide to be able to roll these role plays out effectively in your practice. So that's the end of that presentation. Very quickly, I don't have time to go into the details of it. However, our daily focus for this week is the last point of Charles Koves's 7 strategies for passionate performance. So we've been through prepare your goals for mind, body, spirit. That was week number 1. Then accept your reality. That was week number 2. Week number 3 was self-knowledge. Week number 4, stuff up and be courageous about it. Week number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 was I am unique. Then last week was own learning, growth and development. So continue to learn, keep on your own journey of development. And this is the final one, the 7th strategy for passionate performers, and that is no blame, take responsibility. You will be receiving your emails every day this week regarding that one topic. Enjoy it. I tell you what, life becomes a beautiful, beautiful thing the minute you take extreme responsibility over everything in your life. So I really do hope you find that of high impact and high value for your week moving forward and then ongoing after that. Have a fantastic rest of your week. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for our next Lunch and Learn. See you later.